For WFIU Arts News, I'm David Wood. It may be wintertime in South Central Indiana, but strawberry plants are flourishing in Leah Gauthier's house. She grows a rare variety called the Marshall strawberry. While she obviously enjoys eating the fruit, she also enjoys making art from the plants. Annie Corrigan visited her in her studio as she was forming several sculptures out of bits and pieces of plants she just harvested from her garden.
Leah Gauthier is sitting in her studio looking through a bowl of plant parts she just plucked from her Marshall strawberry plants. A green and orange leaf, a short red stem with a cluster of buds on one end, a delicate white flower.
But I kind of am intrigued the most with this little Marshall baby. And just because this stem here is what used to be attached to the mother plant, and I just feel like I severed it. Sounds weird, but I feel like it should be bleeding a little bit right now. Maybe that's not the happiest thing.
She picks up her sewing needle and some red embroidery thread and stitches the thread into the stem, looping it back onto itself. She then photographs this miniature sculpture to be included in her project Mending Season. Since the materials start deteriorating as soon as they're harvested, the photographs are her only way to share the work.
I'm almost forgetting when I go out there that these are vegetables. So I have my artist hat on at that point, and I'm looking for texture, form, color. Now, the flowers super attract me because they're just crazy ephemeral. So they're going to last like for maybe a half hour, maybe less. And they're very, very fragile.
When did you pick these?
I just picked them like an hour ago.
Oh, so we got to get going.
And already you can see that they're starting to wilt.
So these items of art that you're creating, they don't last forever simply because the materials that you're using are perishable. This is sort of a different way of thinking about art, I think. As an artist, how did you come to that acceptance that your art isn't going to last forever?
I love that challenge of trying to let go. Things are always in motion. They are always changing. You can't take them with you wherever you... I mean, you know, they're here today, gone tomorrow. We're different people today than we are tomorrow. And I wanted to be able to give myself that challenge of resolving something and being able to move on to the next idea.
While she constructs sculptures with a variety of plants from her garden, she has a special affinity for her Marshall strawberry plants. Known for its exceptional taste and firmness, the Marshall strawberry was once described as the finest eating strawberry in America. But after World War II, the plant was devastated by a virus and almost completely removed from commercial production because of its delicacy. Meanwhile, Gauthier was doing some research into American industrialized agriculture to find out why, according to her, a nectarine grown in the U.S. tastes muted as compared to one grown in Spain. When she found the Marshall strawberry on a list of endangered American plants, she not only wanted to taste the finest eating strawberry in the States, she wanted to bring it back to life.
But when I thought about trying to revive one little thing, that was something I could do, it felt like I had some hope.
In 2007, she requested a few runners from the only place that still grew the strawberries, the USDA's Germplasm Repository in Corvallis, Oregon. Gauthier is now one of only a few private growers who are trying to revive the Marshall strawberry. She could be the only one of those growers who combines her love of gardening with her artistic life.
You know, I did certain things on one side and certain things on the other side, and then all of a sudden the realization came to me that food can be art. And so, bang, they just went right in together, and I've been in that space ever since.
Once she's done creating the sculpture and photographing it, she dismantles it right away, replanting whatever she can and nursing the plants back to life. But not so fast. As a new mom, these free moments are rare, so she's going to take advantage of it.
I think what I'll do, I mean, since my daughter's still sleeping, I might try to make three more sculptures.
For WFIU Arts, I'm Annie Corrigan.
You can find out more about the Marshall strawberry and even purchase some plants on Leah Gauthier's Marshall Strawberry website. View the plant sculptures featured in Mending Season on her artist website. Find links to both at wfiu.org/artworks.